Ready? Ready? Please, quiet. Yeah, chup kar jaye.
Vicky, how you reflect that on 7-8 days we have spent here?
Look, I think the years we've had here, certainly the year has, we've had some success, and we're certainly tracking and going in the right direction. We've faced some challenges now with our test team, having to replace Misbah and Eunice, but I'm confident that we've got enough young players there to step up, the likes of Asad Shafiq, waiting for a chance to bat in the top order, Baba Azam, we've got Azza Ali, we've got guys that need to step up now to fill the shoes of Misbah and Eunice. So we're confident we've got enough players there. Our test team is an evolving team, which is great. Our one-day team has moved on from where we were this time last year in England to where we're at now is fantastic. You know, we've worked extremely hard at the style of cricket we want to play, at the brand of cricket we want to play, and ultimately capping that off for the Champions Trophy win was fantastic. So we've got some challenges. I think we can only get better and better. We're developing some very good younger players. We're going to get some superb opportunities, and really excited about the future with everybody.
Mickey, Captain Sasraj has set the goal of achieving number one ranking in T20 and one day. How much time it will take Pakistan team to reach that mark?
Look, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, and that's our ultimate goal for Safraz and myself. Certainly, our ultimate goal is to get to number one in all forms, but that's going to take time. You know, it's not just going to happen overnight. There's some very good cricket teams out there. The key focus for us at the moment is improving every series, getting better and better, getting more and more game time into some young players so that they become the heroes and the stars of the future. And that might take a couple of years. Who knows? But we're certainly on the right track, and I'm really confident with the young players we have that we're going in the right direction.
Mickey, this must have been quite an year for you, starting off with winning the Test Match Championship, then losing six consecutive tests on a row, then after that 4-1 drubbing in Australia, and then winning the Champions Trophy. Though Pakistan has won the Champions Trophy and there's nothing taking away from that feat, but Pakistan's batting has been a problem. Pakistan's batsmen didn't really show up till the final. And, you know, how do you plan to solve that problem? Because if you solve the Pakistan's batting problem, you'll be leaving a great legacy behind.
Yeah, look, we want to leave a great legacy behind in terms of structure and in terms of the standards that we leave for Pakistan cricket. You're right. You know, our batting has started to really step up of late. I've been really impressed with some of our younger players. It is an area that we need to keep improving on, and we need to start getting some younger guys through or some other guys through the system, definitely in terms of our batting. But our batters are getting better and better with every series, so I'm comfortable that we're in a good space there. The other thing is that I think our bowling unit is very good now. We've got depth and strength in both the seam and spin bowling department. So that's a great legacy. That's really happy that we're in that position to have so much depth in all our bowling department. But the batters are getting better and better. I'm comfortable that we'll get enough runs so that our bowlers can bowl us to victory.
Greece?
Mukhi, in your period with the Pakistan cricket team, what's your point about the Pakistan bowling flaws? What you have learned, and do you think this is the proper time to replace Wahab with the younger one for the better team?
Oh, look, I'm not sure. What I do know is that we've got a lot of depth, so competition amongst our bowling department is massive. There's a lot of competition there. There's a lot of young players that are knocking the door down. There's a lot of sort of senior players as well that are knocking the door down. And that competition is good. You know, there's no player in our system or in our structure that can just rest on their laurels. There's no player that can just get into a comfort zone and think he's going to play every game. He'll be decided. His performances will determine how long he plays, and his performances will determine his selection in the future. And that's a really good position to be in. What we've always wanted to do is achieve depth and achieve depth in every department. And we're slowly but surely getting to that position now, which is great. So that, as I say, allows good standards all the time and certainly allows no comfort zones.
Umar Akmal was a major part of Team Pakistan, but nowadays he's nowhere in that scene. He's not even attending the high-performance camp. He's not in the central contract. So can we say that Umar Akmal's comeback is in a serious doubt, or his career may be end now because team management is not going to compromise on fitness and discipline issues?
Well, look, I'll tell you for free that we're not going to ever compromise on fitness standards. And that's where we sit with the national team at the moment, is that we've put some standards in place that have to be met. Everybody's aware of those standards, so those standards will never be compromised. Every player's aware that they've got to meet those requirements in order to play for Pakistan, and I think that is really good. And we've seen the benefits of that in the way we've fielded, the way we've run between wickets, the way we've been able to concentrate for longer. We've certainly seen the benefits of that policy. As far as Umar Akmal goes, well, the ball's in his court. Now, I can't stand here and say anybody's excluded from playing for Pakistan. It's up to him. But what I do know is that anybody coming into the team needs to adhere to minimum standards.
Mickey, you got enough to look beyond Umar Akmal and Ahmed Shahzad?
I do. I think, and Ahmed Shahzad, by the way, has been outstanding since he's come into the setup. We've had Noah. He's tried hard. He's trained hard. He's been good to work with. He probably hasn't got as many runs as he would have liked, but there's been no issues at all with Ahmed Shahzad. Umar Akmal failed 7 fitness tests. What do you want us to do, guys? You know, he failed. You know, I would have thought if he failed 1 or 2, you would make sure that you never put yourself in that position again. Well, he's had 7 opportunities and hasn't passed one. So that's up to him. We've got enough in order to move on without any player that doesn't fit into our standards and requirements.
Mickey, too many youngster fast bowlers coming, attendance dropping. What is the future of Wahab Riaz?
I still think Wahab is a very good bowler. Wahab's got a future, definitely. But the fact is that we've got a lot of good young players going for 3 or 4 positions. Great for us as Team Pakistan, and Wahab knows what the requirements are in order to get his position back. So, as do every other one of our bowlers, and that goes for any player in our team. So, again, it's a good position to be in that we've started to create depth and strength in every department, which I think is great. Hey, Mike.
Is there any specific name in your mind to replace Misbah Yunus in Pakistan next series? Because we will be looking for at least 2 replacements.
Yeah, look, we will. And yes, yeah, there is names. You know, it's pretty obvious that we can go 1 of 2 ways. We can keep Azhar Ali opening the batting, or we can move him to 3. In which case, if we move Azhar Ali to 3, we're looking for 2 opening batsmen. Sean Massoud started the last test. Ahmed Shahzad was in the West Indies, didn't play the last test. Sami Aslam's playing particularly well at the moment, so there's good competition for those opening spots. If we, as Ali bats 3, we've got Asad Shafiq, we've got Baba Azam. Those positions are virtually solidified up. We took Usman Salahuddin with us to the West Indies. He impressed in the way he worked, the way he trained, and his technique was good. Harris Sahail's come back really well. Harris Sahail offers us left arm spin, so if we're looking for a fifth bowler, he becomes an option. So I think what I'm trying to say to you guys basically is that we've got strength and depth. We're starting to get in a position where we can play players and give them extended runs because we know that we've got enough pushing through in order to keep our standards high and in order to do the job that's required.
Mickey, Pakistan last year as a team in Champions Trophy, next assignment is in UAE in October. Plenty of time, 5 or 6 months gap. How difficult for a coach to stand guarded against being complacent?
Yeah, look, I've sent emails out to the players. The players deserved everything they got after the Champions Trophy because it was a phenomenal achievement by all of them, and I'm so proud of the way they fought back, their commitment, their work ethic. Everything was outstanding, but it's finished now. It's gone. That's done. We come back here for a camp on the 22nd. There'll be minimum standards players have to meet. There's again, as I've often said, there's no comfort zones for anybody. The celebrations are now over. It's now time to get back to work, get back to hard work. We've had 8 guys here over the last couple of days working extremely hard. They're under no illusions that was just the start of the journey. We've got to keep pushing, and we've got to keep getting better and better and better. And we only do that through real hard work. So there's going to be no hangover from Champions Trophy, I can assure you that.
Speaking, you had a lot of meetings last week.
Plenty.
Even though with the Indomaru, how many players you are going to for the debut in upcoming series in Sri Lanka? I'm asking about the young ones.
Look. I'm not sure. I can't answer that. We've had some really good strategic planning meetings. They've been outstanding. But the strategic planning meetings are just that. We're not planning for one series. We're planning for the next year. We're planning up until that 2019 World Cup. So there's names and players' names that are being drawn up all the time. But the key is for those players is to keep performing, because if they don't keep performing, there's somebody else who is. So. There's a lot of scope for some good young players, particularly batsmen at the moment, but they've got to keep getting in and doing the job.
It's about celebration. You saw many countries becoming champion, like Australia, India, and the rest of the countries. And now Pakistan become Champions Trophy champion. How would you differentiate between those countries to Pakistan with special reference to celebration, celebrated by common men and the commanders?
Around that time, winning the Champions Trophy was an amazing time to be part of Pakistan cricket. To see the euphoria in the streets of Islamabad, Lahore, Karachi, Multan, all over the place, and the welcomes that the players got when they arrived, it was amazing. And it just sort of goes to show, I think, the responsibility that the players carry in order in lifting a nation. To go from absolute darkness to winning it in the case of 3 weeks has certainly been, for me, the best 3 weeks of my cricketing career.
Last two questions.
Is good player and his performance is good when he come back?
I'm not sure. I can't answer that question for you. That decision needs to be taken at a higher level. What I do know is he's training really hard and he's a very good player.
Mickey, you just said that you are planning to create a structure that can come handy till the 2019 World Cup. So is it safe to assume that your contract has been extended to 2019 World Cup?
Well, we're in talks about that at the moment, yes. Nothing safe, I don't think, and in coaching, as I know. I got sacked with 2 years left on a contract before, so nothing safe in the world of coaching, but we're certainly talking about it, yes.
Last question.
You are here in camp last week. You see many fast bowlers. Can you tell us the names of upcoming fast bowlers, like young fast bowlers?
We've seen a lot of young fast bowlers. There's been a lot out here. And again, as I've always said, the skill level of some of those young bowlers is really good. Very, very good. I'd hate to mention names, because then suddenly his name gets put up in light. What I can say is there's a lot of good young fast bowlers with the right attitudes and the right work ethics wanting to make a difference and pave a way for themselves to become international cricketers, just like Hasan Ali has done over the last year. So there's a lot of those guys pushing, and again, that all goes well for Pakistan cricket.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.